Praise the Lord.
Glad
to be out tonight.
Amen.
Let's all stand. Go before him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such an honor and a blessing, Lord, to be here again this night. Lord, gathered around your, Lord, your word.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, to sing songs of like precious faith amongst our brothers and sisters. Knowing we're all striving for one goal. Lord, we got one goal in mind. Lord, the revelation in these songs, even, Lord, sometimes. Lord, if we just listen. Lord, we just sing them with all our hearts. Lord, talking about a city we're going to. Lord, you're everywhere we look. And Lord, we just ask you to bless these songs tonight, Lord, to our hearts. Bless the word to our hearts as it comes forth. Give us revelation, we ask and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated if you like. Amen. Page 591 in your Only Believe books. Or I'm sorry, 598. Deeper, deeper. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus daily let me go. Satisfied with me. One glorious day Jesus came and made me whole. He so completely then satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark troubled stormy sea, I'll wonder if he is song come on my heart. Praise God. Let me see if I can find it. Amen. Amen. I believe he's coming back like he said.
Amen.
If I can find it. 94 in your capstone books. Amen. You believe he's coming back?
Amen.
I just want to be ready when he does. Amen. Some people from the Lord are running. They say that he's not coming, but they don't understand what the word said of that day. Some believe it's just a fable, but I God we serve.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
What a night. Brother Kevin Gensel, would you like to come up and take up the needs of the people? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and appreciate you so much.
Amen.
Lord, just so thankful, Lord, that we can feel your presence already here with us, knowing, Lord, that you keep your promises. And that, Father, you said where two or three are gathered in your name there, you'll be in their presence. And, Lord, that's a reality in our lives. And, Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, that we do serve a mighty God. Lord, we serve a living God. So many people throughout the land, they may serve a God, but he's a dead God. He don't do nothing for them. But, God, when we see that word being fulfilled in our lives and searching the scriptures, it makes that Bible become alive. Because now we're beginning to search and hunt and say, Lord, what word in this Bible is for us today that needs to be manifested? Lord, that desire that you placed in our hearts, Lord, to press towards that mark of the high calling, that finish line. Lord, may you just make that such alive in our life every day, Father. That, Lord Jesus, what word am I missing? What word has not been fulfilled in my life so that we can get this over with and go home to be with you? Oh, Lord, how we just love you and appreciate you so much for what you're doing in our lives. And, Lord, we're thankful that, Lord, when we come before you, you know every need in this building tonight. Lord, you know what every person has a need of. And we know, Lord, that you're going to keep your word. And, Lord, you said if we ask anything in your name, you'll grant it to us. And, Lord, we just love and appreciate you so much that you've already answered them prayers. By faith, we step out in revelation and we claim it. Lord, we pray for the service tonight, Lord, as our brother comes. May we be hungering. May we be pulling, Father. May there be a hunger in our heart, Lord, to receive that word. May it be so easy for him to bring it. But Lord, most of all, give us revelation of that word that we'll have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that, Lord, when that word comes down, it finds good ground. And Lord, it gets rooted in there. And that, Lord, that it'll come, you'll put that life to it, Father, and it'll bring forth that life of Jesus Christ right through these literal tabernacles today, that when we go out, Father, there we'll see the life of Jesus Christ coming out of each and every one of us. We just love and appreciate you, Father, and just have your way in the remainder of the service. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Makes you feeling so much better. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Anybody have a song or a special song they'd like to sing tonight?
Sometimes I sit and ponder of the love God has for me, of the times he's brought me through each test upon life's troubled sea. He's always been so faithful. Be your guide.
Aren't you thankful for his mercy that rewrote our life? Oh, talk about grace. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we have gathered here again this evening, we realize again, Lord, we gather through the mercy and grace that you have given for us. For Lord, as your scripture says, by grace you are saved, not by works. Lord, if we could do it all by works, we could boast within ourselves. But Lord Jesus, mercy and grace, amen, rewrote our lives. Amen. And Lord, we're so thankful and so appreciative of that. And as we've gathered here again this evening, Lord, we're a people that comes hungry again, Lord, to hear the word of God. Lord, my mind goes back again to years ago when we had a little nest of robins down there on a shelf, Lord. And Father, I noticed that when I would walk up to the nest, and I could even say things just softly, and not much would happen. But I noticed, Lord, when I would tap on that shelf, all them little birds in that little nest would just raise their little head and stretch their necks out, and they were just so hungry. Oh, God, may we just feel the Holy Spirit pecking on our shelf tonight. Lord Jesus, may we have outstretched necks, Lord, and mouths wide open, our hearts open to receive the word of God. Thank you again, Lord, for mercy. We appreciate you so very much. Bless us now, Lord. You already have, but Lord, we just ask you continue to bless us. Give us revelation of the word of God. And again, Lord, we'll make sure you get all the glory. All glory goes to you, not to man, but to you, Lord. So may you have your way now as we wait on you to speak to our hearts through the word of God. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
I feel like still singing. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing around his word. Glory to God. Sing in the spirit. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles. If you would turn with me one more time, that little scripture we read this morning in St. John's Gospel, 4th chapter, 34th verse. Glad to see some of you make it back. Amen. Some of you here, some still missing, but just praying God will keep our hand upon them, bless them, and strengthen them. Amen. All righty. St. John 4 and 34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Amen. May God bless his precious word. You may be seated. Into our hearts. Amen. Oh my, it's been given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. That's what Jesus told his disciples. Amen. So good to know if God has opened his word into your heart. And every word is important. You want every word to be real and alive, not just sitting in a Bible, but you want it to be made alive and real. Amen. Everything God wants for you to do, it's yes, my Lord. Amen. Is that your desire?
Amen.
If it didn't, Lord, help us that it'd get greater. Amen. Be a greater desire in our heart. So we've been talking about this finish line up here. And as I said, kind of overlooked the kind of crude-looking diagram there, but just kind of gets me to where I can get you maybe see it a little better what I'm talking about, because I'm not no educated person, not no fancy person. And I don't come to you in the excellency of speech, as Apostle Paul said, but through the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And that's the main important thing, you see. I would hate to have to rely on my education, because I am not smart, by no means. But I just trust in God. Amen. He is my provider.
Amen.
I want him to be my life, him to be the story of my life. And if I have to leave this life before he does appear, may it be a story being lived now. That when I'm laying in that old box, being lowered in the ground, they'll know that Jesus Christ is still alive.
Amen.
Amen. I trust that to be the desire of every one of you sitting here this night. Amen. So we find again in this little scripture here, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And I want, again, I'm asking God to make this real in your heart. And we're going to first read some more scripture. I don't know how far I'll get this evening. Sometimes you people have been with me for a long time, you know I sometimes take a long time getting to the point. But sometimes it's good to do that, because as you're going along, it answers other questions.
Amen.
You see, and if there's ever a question, there's got to be an answer.
Amen.
You see, because that Bible is the road map, and it'll tell you every direction you need to go and what you need to do in life. And sometimes if we don't think it's there, it's because maybe we haven't sought God enough.
Amen.
You know, maybe we've read over something and not paid much attention to what the Word is saying. And we think, well, there's no answer for me. Well, it's there.
Amen.
If you just want to search for it and ask God to reveal it to you. Amen. All right, make it plain to you. So we find thinking to this finished work. Again, some that wasn't here, maybe you've heard the messages so far. But anyhow, we're talking at this time about from the time he was born until the time the Lord Jesus appears. And I don't know, and I'm sure you don't know, what day that will be that the Lord Jesus will appear. Because the scripture said we would not know the day or the hour.
Amen.
And I'm sure none of you sitting here know what day it'll be if you have to go the way of the grave. You don't know what day that'll
Amen.
Be. For some of us, it could be tomorrow. For some of us, it could be 2 weeks. It could be a year. It could be 3 years if the Lord should tarry. But nevertheless, still, there's that ending of time for us here on earth as far as in this physical form. But as I said, there's still this thing we ought to be more conscious of a finish line. And that's what I'm trying to draw your attention to, that you'll be more aware of it. And it would stir a greater desire in your heart to look for this finish line, knowing it is something that the Lord Jesus spoke of.
Amen.
That it's plainly in the scriptures. And And the thing of it is, if God don't reveal it to us and don't stir our desire for it, then we'll just go on like a lot of people. We'll think, well, praise God, you know, I was born, yes, and then one day I felt the Lord deal with my heart, and I believe I'm born again. And as I said this morning, some people think they're born again, and they're not, because if you are born again, you'll match that scriptures. You see? There isn't this thing God says something and it doesn't hold out or doesn't hold true. Whenever God says something, that's the way it is.
Amen.
God doesn't lie, the scripture says. And by his grace, we believe that he is. You see? So we realize that somewhere down the line here, we've got to start seeing a greater place to look what God wants me to be. And see the reality of it unfold by his life coming completely into these tabernacles of flesh. You say, now, Brother Steve, I don't quite believe that the life of Jesus Christ will be on display. Well, if you don't believe that, that's contrary to Scripture, because it's Scripture. Right? Which we'll read a little bit tonight. But we want to see, as I said, we want to be this people just looking for this finish line and striving for it.
Amen.
Pressing for it.
Yes.
Not just taking every day at ease and playing with it, as I've seen, have seen so many times over the years, you know, preaching the gospel and dealing with people so many times to where people really think they're on fire for God and they're really good Christians and they really think this about themselves. And then only to turn around and see them living a life of sin and filth, corruption, their minds thinking carnal things, seeking things on the earth. That's the most important thing to them. Maybe it's some ball game to watch or something like that. You see? But what is the real desire that a people should have today? And as we talked about predestination, you see, God predestinated the people. I renew your mind to be conformed to the image of Brother Steve? No. Be conformed to the image of his son. Who is that? Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, if you're going to be conformed, if you're sitting there and if you're going to conform yourself to be like me, well, you know, maybe you'd start dressing the way I do. Maybe you try to start talking like I do and all that. But what is it to really be conformed to Christ?
Mm-hmm.
That whole Bible.
Amen.
Because that Bible is Christ.
Amen.
You know, as it's already been said, if you can't see Christ in every verse of this Bible, you better go back and read it again.
Amen.
Even as David spoke what he did, it was speaking of Jesus as he was coming. Oh, yeah. To hang on that cross, the time was coming. But even David himself, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, began to speak those things. And the time was yet to come. But when Jesus came, that scripture was fulfilled.
Amen.
You see? So everything, don't lose the vision of that. Make sure you realize every word is important. And that's what Satan's trying to push in people's minds today. It ain't important. Oh, there's this word. It ain't important. It's this word. Don't worry about it. And don't worry about it if you can't manifest this word. Don't worry about it. But again, as I renewed your mind this morning, as Jesus said, as he was being tempted by Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So that's got to be a reality in our heart.
Amen.
Okay? So as I said, now we're pressing for something. There's something that should be a desire in our heart to get to. Now, what I'm going to talk about tonight, friends, and renew our minds back to, this isn't something just anybody can pick up and say, I want that. You've got to be predestinated for this.
Amen.
Because this is something you cannot live yourself.
Amen.
It's impossible. This is something Christ has to do for you and through you, you see. Now, it's one thing, there's so many people, as I said, to call themselves Christians today. You know, it really saddens my heart and just tears the heart out of me. You know, when maybe I'll be driving through the town and see people come out of these churches, and as soon as they get out, they're lighting up a cigarette. Women coming out half-dressed. Men joking and cutting up and acting like fools. And just come out of whatever their service was. You see? You say, well, there ain't nothing wrong with me joking. Well, the scripture says not to be jesting, joking, fooling. You see? Again, it's every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We've got to see, every one of us, including me, have got to see this word alive in us, you see. So, as I said, there's a finish line here. Are we striving for it? Are we just playing with it? Like everybody else throughout the land. Playing with it. Yeah. Fooling with it. Oh, God help us. Now, let me renew your minds again back. I'll tell you what, I'll read the original Greek again on that finish because I don't want you to miss that. The original Greek on that finish as Jesus was speaking was to make perfect, complete, to carry through completely, to accomplish, finish, bring to an end. Oh my. So keep it in mind. And I want to read you this scripture again and then I'll move on to some other ones that we read this morning in Philippians 3, 13, 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Now, as Paul was on his journey of striving to this finish, this mark, this prize of the high calling, it's time to forget all these things behind us now. And look to the finish line. Yes, we was this, and we maybe done that, and maybe we didn't like somebody, maybe somebody didn't like us, maybe we had problems in life and all that, but let's just forget all about that. And let's strive for the finish line.
Amen.
Alright? He says, I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. You ever think about press? If you want to just kind of get a little bit reality here rolling for just a second, take and hold one hand up. Hold this hand up. Go ahead, don't be afraid. I ain't going to bite you. Now take a finger and push against that. Now what's this finger having to do? What if you press harder? It's more strenuous, isn't it? Ah, it costs you a little more, greater price, isn't it? But if I'm just going like this, that ain't. Ain't much problem. Ain't much price and cost of that. Just tap, 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 tap. What if I get serious and I really got to press? Maybe there's something that's got to be pressed out of the way and I got to really get serious about this. Oh, now it's taking more energy. Now it's taking something more than just playing with to get the job done.
Amen.
Paul's trying to show us I press because flesh is always against it. Flesh is going to always be against it. But God give you something special to cause this to press on.
Amen.
And we call that pressing a desire.
Amen.
God gave you a special desire that millions do not have. Every one of his elected and predestinated has been given a desire to serve God and to do whatever he wanted to do. And though the flesh may buck, the flesh may come against it, he that's in you is greater than he that's in this world.
Amen.
If God be for me, who can be against me? There is something God gives you that can press all the way through past that flesh that you're living in. You may wonder, a flesh, what are you talking about, Brother Steve? You act like we're two or three people. Well, we could just put a little something up here, just kind of keep it in mind. But we're just going to draw those three rings. And we realize that this here, because remember, we are a triune being. We are flesh. Now, you all know this. And this here is going to be the spirit. Well, it's starting out right there. And this here is the soul. And you know, the scripture speaks of all three of those.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
The flesh, which is we are, remember, the flesh has see, taste, feel, smell, hear. The spirit, which is a human spirit, we have imagination, reasoning, conscience, memory, a affection. Is that right? Absolutely. If we're a human being, we do. All right? And we have a soul. The soul is the desire. The soul is the gene that comes from God. Okay? This is eternal. This is temporal. This is temporal. Because when the rapture takes place, we're going to change from mortal to immortal. Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely. So the thing it is, the thing that's eternal is the soul. And as again, I say that's desire. I'm not going to go into that teaching tonight, but like I said, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. All right, so we find here Paul says, I press toward the mark, which is, let me read it to you again this morning. I read it this morning, or as I did this morning. The mark is the distant mark looked at, the goal or the end one has in view. I'll point to that last line. Okay? So Apostle Paul said, let's read it again. I press toward the mark for the prize. That's the reward. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Alright? I press toward that. Apostle Paul was pressing for something. The Lord Jesus himself knew when he came. He came to finish his work. Apostle Paul speaks of this finishing this work. Yeah. Now keep those things in mind because we're going to read some more now. Follow with me. All right, turn with me now to, I've got it typed out here so we don't have to take so much time looking through it. All right, St. John, the 5th chapter. Turn with me there if you will. St. John 5. I love the word. Do you?
Amen.
Amen. The truth shall set you free.
Amen.
But man's creeds and ideas ain't going to set you free. And I don't want you to hear my ideas or anybody's idea. I want you to hear the word of God.
Amen.
That's why we're going to read it to you. All right? St. John, 5th chapter, begin 31st verse. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man. But these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. Listen to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What about us?
Amen.
God give us things to do.
Amen.
In his word, to be a part of this scripture he's talking about, all these precious scriptures.
Amen.
Now what about us?
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a work to do. He gave us a finish line. What are we doing with it? See? How are we approaching it? Is it something important to me? Or is it just nonchalant? Well, I want to be a Christian, you know, and I want to be a believer, but that's about as far as it goes. But what about something burning on the inside for the finish line?
Amen.
You see? Glory.
Amen.
But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know everything we do in this life bears witness of who we are?
Amen.
Do you know people look at you to see what you'll do, especially when you claim to be a Christian? You claim that you love the Lord, and now they're just watching for the moment for you to what? Goof. And then when you goof, they think, there's another one that thought they was a Christian. There's another one. Just look at them. They couldn't stay with the Bible. Well, look, he had a temper and he just chewed that guy out for what he did. Yeah. And you don't think people's watching, but I'm going to tell you, people are watching. Oh, yeah, they are. The minute you make that claim and you begin to walk with the Lord, people start really watching you. I have them watching me all the time, friends.
Yeah, they do.
And they'll let you know that. They're not afraid to say, I'm going to see what you do. And then if you do and hold to the scripture and Christ-like spirit comes out in something, though somebody might be a chewing you out. I've had it happen many, many times. People stand up there just a tearing at me and just a screaming and right in my face. And it all gets calmed down because you just give soft, kind, gentle words and it turns that strife away and all that wrath away. Yeah. And then the other guy comes up to you that was watching what was going on and said, how in the world did you do that? If that had been me, I'd have smacked him. Oh, no, no, no. If I'd have smacked him, I wouldn't have been no better than you. Because that's, as I said, people are watching every move you make. I don't care where you're at. If you're in an automobile, you ever see people, you know, you might be taken and getting ready to park downtown, you know, and back in there, and you didn't know somebody else. Maybe you didn't even see them. They was maybe wanting that parking spot. But because you was in front of them, and you was first place anyway, but you go to back in there, and then you see them go by, they go like this, because you took their parking place. I've seen so-called Christians do that. I've seen so-called Christians, whenever they're going down the highway, maybe get cut off by somebody, they're throwing their hands in their car and everything else. Did they show anything? That isn't the life of Christ. That's carnality. And you just made the old devil happy as he can be. Because he knows he's whipped you and you're heading for hell as fast as you can go. Yeah. But we're here for a different purpose. That's why every move we make must be Jesus Christ. Not the word. Every move. Not just what we want to do. No. The want to be in our heart should be everywhere. But if it ain't every word and you're making yourself do it, now that's a different story. That's another message. You see? And you're trying to do it and you're trying to make yourself be a Christian. You ain't one. No. That's where you need to come around and turn around to a different direction. All right? All right, not going any further with that now. So he says here, let me go ahead and read another one because I don't want to hold you too late tonight. It's already, 20 minutes already. All right, Acts 20th chapter. Let's read here real quickly. Like I said, try not to hold you so late on evening service, but we'll see how far we can get. We may have to pick it up another night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts 20, 21st verse, 20th chapter. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. You see, it's important. I don't care where you go. Saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. Oh, I like that. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course. Amen. Oh my. Amen. Look how Paul was looking at this. Amen. Can we look at this life the same way? I can't let nothing go the wrong way because I've got to get this course finished. Amen. God has called me to this purpose. Yes. And it's got to be fulfilled. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. I can't be like other people. Got to be like Jesus Christ. Amen. The life of Jesus Christ on display. See? I might finish my course with joy. And I'll guarantee you, if you've got the Holy Spirit in you, you've got joy. Amen. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got joy, joy. Huh? Oh, yeah. One of the fruits of the Spirit. Peace. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Lord, let my life testify on the grace of God. Amen. Amen. When people look at you and say, my, there's a piece of God's mighty handiwork. Amen. I know what that person was before. I know that person had a temper like a buzzsaw. I know he would lie and he'd cheat and he'd steal and everything else, but that man has turned completely around. Oh, what a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then they have to sit there and say, and you know what? I thought, well, how in the world, you know, he done something the other day and somebody done something again. I thought for sure it would end then, but it just kept right on going. Kept right on going. And I hope that's what people can say about you. It just keeps right on going. Keeps right on going. Because why? You're heading for this finish line. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go on real quickly. Maybe I shouldn't go this fast, but let's go. 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. All right. Try to get in as much as I can because you might not live past tonight. This may be your last opportunity to give your heart completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. Listen to Apostle Paul again. Always, 10th verse, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus, the life also of Jesus. Now, he's not talking about the blood that was running through his veins. He's talking about his characteristics, the very character of Jesus Christ. The life also of Jesus might be made manifest in, and now you're going to do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to have to make it more personal to me, in my body. Amen. Yes. You have to do the same thing. Because we should be the R, our body. Amen. The life of Jesus Christ in my body. Jesus Christ. Because when he sees that life coming in you, that's your down payment. You're in the resurrection. You're going in. There's no questions asked. There's no wondering if you are. Because you know if you see this, you can't do it. It had to be something he done for you. As Paul said, I live, but it's yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. Amen. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Oh, thank God if he loved you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Talk about glory. Amen. A hallelujah time knowing Jesus loved you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, as little children, I remember we sing, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Now I'm getting to be an old man. I know Jesus. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God he loves me. I know he loves you too. Why? He gave his life for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you can only trust and believe what he says. Amen. But again, people have been predestinated. Hallelujah. It's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom as Jesus told his disciples. Always bearing about the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that like the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Ah, oh, what is the state of death? Always deliver us to death for Jesus' sake. Because we are out of the way. We are dead to this world. Yeah. But alive in Jesus Christ. We don't do whatever we want to do. We do what he wants to do. Amen. Prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus, Paul wanted us to make sure we got it, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you, friends, I've talked to a lot of people every time opportunity. If they want to talk about the Lord, I talk to them about it. And I've turned the radio on a few times over the years, many times, and just listened to some preachers, you know, preaching and so forth. But, you know, it's really strange. It seems like you never hear anymore hardly anybody talking about the life of Jesus Christ being lived today. It's become a thing of the past. Yeah. Because people are getting so far away from God in this sodomy world, where everything is, again, as I said this morning, turned away from God. Everything has. This nation, the government, politicians, everything has turned from God. Where is the Abraham Lincolns that used to pray? The George Washington get down on his knees and begin to pray, oh God, what move do I make next? Lord, what do I do? Oh my. Where is men like that? They're gone. And there's so few, even on pulpits today. All they want to do is hand their 5-gallon buckets around and fill their buckets up. Yeah. And if they didn't get enough, they'll pass it around again. And then you get men up there that wants to be great divine healers. And then if you don't respond to them the right way, they're going to smack you hard enough on the head that you will respond. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen it, friends.
Amen.
Yeah. And if you didn't need healing before, you're going to need it when it gets done. Yeah. The whole thing's corruption.
That's right. Amen.
But where is a God of reality in a people? Jesus Christ, the same today as he was yesterday.
Amen.
And shall be forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh Lord, don't let me be a hypocrite. Let me be a genuine. Why?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Let's go real quickly, and I'll close. Let's go and read Romans 8 real quick. Turn with me, if you will, please. I'm not as mean as I sound. Believe me, I'm not. But oh my, it just burns in my heart to get a people to see that finish line. Hallelujah. Glory. If we can keep our eyes on the right goal, amen, and not be seeking the things on this earth, but seek things above. Oh, hallelujah. Our hearts, our affections, centered on things above, not on things of the earth. Amen. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Now, you know, without understanding, you'll never understand what Apostle Paul is saying. Without understanding, we sit there and think, well, praise God, Brother Steve, I'm in flesh. I can feel it. I've got pain here, and I've got wrinkles showing up, and I stubbed my toe. I know I stubbed my toe. You know, I'm in my flesh. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Catch it. In Christ Jesus. When you're in Christ Jesus, you don't walk after the flesh.
Right.
Did you hear what he said? Mm-hmm. Listen to him. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that law, that controlling source, that law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. You know, before I received the new birth, the law of sin and death had me bound. If I'd just heard this country music playing, Susie left George, or George ran off with so-and-so, and then so-and-so shot so-and-so. Oh, you just love to listen to that. And the whine and that old guitar. Now it sounds like a bunch of stupidity. But it used to have me bound. But when Christ came in, now I'm free from that law of sin and death. There's no more desire for it. Hallelujah. The desire is turned all the way around.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That told you years ago, I was talking about that music. I told you before, I'll just mention it again. But when I was a young man, the Lord was dealing with my heart. And I had an old pickup truck that I'd fixed up. Dad had helped me get it fixed up. And, well, at that time, it was an old 67 Chevy pickup. Sounds old now. But back then, it didn't seem that old. But anyhow, I was going down the road, pitch dark, out there all by myself. And believe me, when I was a young man, I was a chicken. I'll tell you what, the dark scared me to death. You know? So, you know, here I was going down the road, and the old truck quits running. But, oh, no. And all I could see was black. Spooky trees. Weeds all around me. What am I going to do? But before that happened, as I was going down the road, I was thinking about, and this old ungodly music was a blasting, you know. But while it was a blasting, you know, I was still thinking about, Lord, I'm not satisfied. I need you. I need you, Lord. And then it would pick up, stops running. Now, desperation began to strike. Lord, of course, first thing come to mind, is it you, Lord? Why this old truck quit running? What is it, Lord? I sit there just 3 minutes and trying to think this all out. What am I going to do? I'm out here by myself. Back then, no cell phones. No. And something just spoke to my heart and said, son, if you take that junk, trash, worldly music that you're listening to, and back then it was 8-track tapes. Some of you ain't old enough to even remember what that is or even seen them. 8-track tapes, and I had a stack of them laying in there, and one in the player. He said, if you take those and throw them out this window, that truck will run again, and you'll go home. I said, Lord, if this is you. I didn't know a whole lot about the Lord. I just knew something was happening. I took this. Oh, my, I was only making about $3 or something an hour back then. And I paid $10 for some of them. But I gathered them all up. Of course, I rolled the window down. And I pitched them on. To this day, the plastic's probably still laying there somewhere. I said, forgive me, Lord. I know that doesn't please you. I reached down, turned that key after trying and trying to start that thing. The battery was even running down. Hit that key. Boom. Run perfect as could be. And no trouble after that. Old Brother Steve went home, and he began to talk to the Lord. Lord, I really need you. I need you, Lord. Every hour. And you know what? That's never gone away. It's only gotten greater. I need you, Lord. I need you now to get to this finish line. I need you every step I take, because, Lord, I can't live it. I need you to live it in me. That I could be as Paul said. I live, but it's not I. It's Christ to live within me. Hallelujah. And you know, that same Jesus Christ is still alive. Amen. Tonight. He's not dead. He doesn't go on vacation. He's alive.
Amen.
I could sit here and tell you one story after another. God has done in my life to show me times to get closer to him. I told you before, one time I was up on the back hill where I live now. I was using one of them old scythes. Now we've got weed eaters. This far I even had a weed eater. And I was taking that old scythe and cutting them weeds down. And I felt something thud on the end of the scythe. And here I'd hit a little baby bunny about that big. And you know me, I've always had a soft spot for animals. And I seen that little bunny and just about cut his whole quarter high. I didn't mean to do that, Lord. I knelt down. I said, Lord Jesus, would you heal this little bunny? I said, I'm sorry I did that. He just wants to live. And God knows my heart. I watched with my own two eyes. That little bunny go back again. He took right off of hopping and running. Yeah. But it was something that time in my life. I just needed greater faith. just want to remind you, he's still alive.
Amen.
And he's still here to answer your prayers. If you need him, God's here to give you what you need. Oh, yeah. You know the little song we sing? He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, he careth for you. Do you know that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Won't you sisters come in some song folks? Amen. Glory to his name. I got a soft spot for the Lord too.
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you, just when I feel his Holy Spirit. Big baby, I guess. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord keep me humble. Keep me tender.
Yes.
Keep me yielded, Lord. Not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Is everybody here loving?
Amen.
Amen. Do you love him with all your heart?
Amen.
Body, soul, mind, and spirit, and strength. Oh my. Saints. It's getting close to the end. California's going to go under, friends. Things are going to happen in these days that people ain't going to control. You know, I had a man talking to me the other day. Of course, talking about the new president and so forth. And talking about he's going to put these other countries straight. They don't know the power that we got. You don't know the power the Lord Jesus Christ has got.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but that word will never pass away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory! Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word's eternal.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let us all stand. Amen. Anybody got a song on your heart? You want to sing? Amen. Surely somebody's got a song. Amen. Brother Timothy.
We've got a little song here in our loose sleeves. I keep coming back to the well.
Amen. I have to try to help me with that. I don't know if I know that one. What page in this is this little? Amen.
I have one of the books. I just got the page itself.
Number one.
Number one? Okay. Amen. I keep coming back. Amen. Do you know it, Brother Timothy?
Amen.
Come on up and help us, because I would be able to. Amen. Praise God. Again, we're thankful to see Brother Timothy back.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always good to see our brothers and sisters back. And amen. With us. Glory. Get all these things together. Amen.
Amen. Just like the words of this little song. Amen. I was thinking about it earlier. Driving back home. God is so good.
Amen.
Blessed is the fountain in a barren land, satisfies the thirst of the inner man. Better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, the finish line. Amen.
Joy and hope and tell.
I thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste, whenever temptation. blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Says that there is something, a well that'll satisfy. Amen. When you see, feel that thirsting, drawing, you can see. You know, it's been a long weekend for us. We had a funeral, and you know, I've spent more time in church this weekend than most people do in a month. And you know, about 3 hours of preaching, and about four different ministers. And you know, they can all preach the same thing. You need to repent, be born again, baptized. It's wonderful. But that's where they stopped. They repented. But oh, there's a goal that we were sent for. And that's the part people's forgot. We can get people to church. You can fill the churches up throughout the land. They're full. But they've lost sight of why they were sent. But God sent a place. And I've chosen people with a desire down on the inside that they'll never be satisfied. Paul couldn't help himself when he said, I press. There was something down on the inside that was pushing him. He couldn't get satisfied. He was looking. He was hungry. And by God's grace, there's something on the inside of me. I pray you feel it. But by God's grace, I'm going to reach that. And that's what I know. It's there. There is a reality to serving Jesus Christ. It's not just a walk we live today. But there's a land beyond the river. There is a place we're going to dwell. And before we get to that point, Jesus said he would have a witness on this earth to prove that he would have the preeminence of a people in this last day. That though this world be as corrupt as it is, they would hold their head up and walk 100% with the word, with Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad he opened my eyes and gave me grace, more grace of him to know. And yet, as our brother sang the song earlier, deeper, Lord, yet deeper I pray.
Yes, amen.
Take me, Lord, there. But without him, I can do nothing. But through him, we can do all things. And by God's grace, we're going to reach that goal. Amen.
Yes,
glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are so thankful as we stand here.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, we feel that drawing in our hearts. And Lord, maybe we see many around us that don't have the exact same draw that I'm feeling. Lord, we're individuals as we stand here. And Lord, tonight as we stand here, and as those that stood here this morning, Lord, you know each one of us that you was going to, you seen us before the foundation of the world. And knew we was going to take up a pew here tonight.
Amen.
And Lord, you knew the desire that was down on the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, you knew exactly what it would take to feed us.
Yes,
Lord, as our brother mentioned, those little robins. Lord, you give that little mother the instinct to know exactly what to go looking for.
Amen.
And at the right time to bring and feed them little babies that they would grow
to
your glory and to your honor to be that robin that you've seen them to be.
Yes.
And Lord, you've predestinated a people to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That the word would be made manifest and lived out through a people not just spoke about.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, at the right time and seasons, you have given each one of those chosen people that you've seen what they need to take that next step.
Amen.
To grow and to mature into that image. And Lord, we're thankful that we feel that drawing and that pulling in our heart. And we've come here tonight, Lord, praying by grace. Lord, let me reach that higher height in you. Lord, if hunger's not as much as it should be, make it greater, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, if I see I've fallen short of the mark, give me the grace to want to climb and to reach up for you. For Lord, we can see that incoming. Lord, whether it be the rapture that takes place, Lord, we as human beings, we always plan for tomorrow. We always plan for next year. We always think, I got a savings plan that's going to mature in 3 years. And when I get that money, I'm going to pay my house off. I'm going to be debt free. But Lord, you're in control of all things. We may never see tomorrow.
Yeah.
We may not see the rest of this evening, but by God's grace, Lord, give us the desire to make sure that we know whether we leave now or then, heaven will be my home. All right, without a doubt, Lord, this is the age to know that I am in you and you're in me. Lord, give us more revelation. Open our eyes. And if you should tarry, bring us back, Lord, at the next appointed time. And may we come hungry, pulling on you, Lord, for revelation and asking you to speak to us. And Lord, we pray you'll bless everyone that could be here. Bless those that couldn't and bless those that are traveling. Give them, keep them safe upon the highways and strength for their bodies. And Lord, we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for everything that's done and said. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Amen. Cause I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. For he has been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and when he brought. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.